This is Steve Nofsinger for KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today, I'm talking with Roger Snodgrass, grain manager for McDougal, Sager, and Snodgrass in Atwood, Kansas, in Rollins County. Roger, where is the fall harvest at right now?
Just barely started. We've taken just a dab of milo and a dab of corn.
How is the corn and milo looking in your area?
It's going to be quite a mixed bag, actually. Most of the county has been terribly drought-stressed. I would say a lot of corn is actually probably going to literally be zeroed out. It's a crapshoot yet here on milo. There is some milo that is mature, and it's fine. It's good quality. Not yielding necessarily very well, but at least it's good quality. And then on the milo side, there's a bunch of milo that just literally kind of headed out within the last few weeks. It's got a long ways to go, and it has been terribly dry. I think in the last month, I think we've got mostly in the county here, we've got two batches in the quarter of an inch range. One of those was just last Sunday, I guess. Anyways, I guess, and as far as corn, again, it's a crapshoot. A lot of burned up stuff. That's probably the stuff that we've seen so far. And I guess we have not hardly dumped any. I think three or four different guys have brought us some corn. And I am thinking some is just going to be terrace channels. The quality at the moment is fine, which is nice. That's for us, I guess, anyway. Yield's probably going to be a lot of, I'm going to guess, 20s and 30s, to tell you the truth, throughout most of this county. The best part of the county is going to be up at the Nebraska state line, clear across the top of the county. That's where the best crops are going to be grown. Into Nebraska is going to be the better crops. There are some scattered spots that pick up some extra rain. I think over towards Herndon is going to be a little better. That's the northeast part of the county. Maybe the far northwest part of the county is going to be a little better, but lots in between. There's a lot of stuff that's been insurance adjusted out. I've heard a number of producers that said they'll end up harvesting terrace channels just because there's too much corn there to put cows back out on. It's not going to be special at all here in this county for either crop.
As far as moisture at the beginning of the season, did you get any decent moisture back then?
We actually had great moisture. Well, good moisture, timely moisture. They're planting late April, early May. Actually, the corn and milo went in great shape. Looked absolutely wonderful, clear through, I'll say, most of June. We did have a dry spell at the end of June where stuff was starting to burn. And then we got three or four different rains there in early July that perked things back up. It was a lot of hot and dry in August that kind of finished a bunch of the stuff off. I'd say till sometime there in July, things actually looked very good, in my opinion. I do think we had some pollination issues there in July that also, I think, are being found now, but a lot of the corn just plain burned up.
Have you had any other issues as far as weather events or pests or diseases this year?
Not too much. The southern part of the county, Rollins-Thomas County line, there was some fairly bad hail along there, but overall not too much. We just needed more rain.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Roger Snodgrass, grain manager at McDougal, Sager, and Snodgrass at Atwood, Kansas in Rawlings County. This is Steve Nofsinger reporting for KFRM.